This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right. Let's go. Let's go. It's Friday in Memphis. Wake up! Brad, I do not like the energy that you are bringing. This is a playoff game. Turn your mic on.
Brother, I bring it every day.
Turn your mic
on. When Jason tells me to shut the hell up.
Turn your mic on. Get up.
Let's go. Let's go, John Martin.
Do we have playoff basketball in Memphis, Tennessee today or not?
It's playing time.
And you got your tail tucked between your legs. Your mic ain't even on.
It's on now, baby. I'm going to keep it on the whole show.
And the Memphis basketball program just got a commitment.
Oh, we did?
Yes, as we
speak. So that's actually really good news.
We have a lot to get to on a very busy Friday. And I come into the show today, I'm solo. Jason is on as he's talked about, this bachelor trip that he's taking to Chicago. I'm hoping that he gets a chance to see a Cubs game. He was talking about it raining this weekend, so he was unsure as to whether or not he would be able to catch one. I went, of course, last year when my wife got a new job, and they had orientation in Chicago. It was my first time in Chicago, and we got a chance to see not only a Cubs game, but the great Ellie De La Cruz. I love that, because I even know who that is, right? And he ended up having some insane cutoff throw, I don't remember, that saved the game. So I had a great time, man, honestly. I'm not even a baseball fan, but I hope he's able to, get some weather and get a chance to go. But I come in today with the unique perspective of having done a hit today in Dallas. I did a Dallas radio hit this morning.
Oh, very nice.
Well, congratulations to you. Our Odyssey sister station.
Let's give it up.
105.3 The
I'm
Fan.
I'm glad you're on our station, and I'm glad that you're repping Odyssey. Well done.
RJ and Sean and RJ. Sean,
yes,
and RJ is the show down there. Yeah, and it was very interesting. It was a very interesting dynamic that is underlining this game tonight inside FedEx Forum. I'm going to be there. I'm gonna go.
You're
going. Support.
Playoff vibes. They got the place lined up with the T-shirts.
Yeah. Yes. So we'll talk about all of that today here on the show. Anthony Sain's going to join us at 11:25 as usual. We'll talk to him about this game. What happens if they win? What happens if they lose? Just the future. How he's feeling. John Morant's status. Obviously, he did not practice, and I read from Chris Harrington over at the Daily Memphian that he was limping noticeably. Not a great sign, it seems like. And then, of course, at 1:25, we'll talk to Partha Padhyay. Would be remiss if I did not mention Fade Brad returns on a 3-1 run right now, unfortunately. You're on a 3-1 run, not counting bonus bets.
Can't pick losers all the time, I guess.
I believe we've got two tonight.
Yep, we got it.
A chance to even it all up.
Yep.
For the listeners, for the audience.
Well, as you know, John, part of the magic of this particular radio segment is the detailed preparation that I put into it, and I pour over the numbers and the analytics. We've got a staff of people that research this for us.
Yes.
So we're going to try to pick losers.
It's like all the research, mm-hmm. In America.
Yeah.
But after Doge.
Frankly, I think I do more research than Trump does before making the decisions on my picks at one.
It's certainly, maybe comparable. we will do that a little bit later in the show, maybe around 1 o'clock or so. So that is the show today. We'll get to the game with Anthony Saint, because I think by this point we all know what today means. Grizzlies win.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Typically, when people say, and I'll hear this sort of because I do, I mean that's my life, right? I work in college basketball. I'll hear people say, "Man, I'm just over college sports." I'll be like, "Man, shut the hell up." But if you said that yesterday, I'm like, "Yeah, I get it."
You're okay with it.
I get it. I get why you're over it, because
I'm getting a lot.
I mean,
of that
was a mess yesterday. Dane in, Dane out. Agent probably getting ahead of getting ahead of the cart a little bit, maybe sitting out of the club by his ear, so I understand why people are exasperated by the entire thing. I think people were disappointed by PJ Haggerty putting his name in the portal, but this is what I would say. If you're a parent of a kid, period, point blank, mm-hmm. Don't hate the player, hate the game.
Yep.
It's kind of what that boils down to. The numbers that I've heard for him are in the $4 to $5 million range.
Okay.
I mean, forget 2.5, 3.
Well,
I've heard 4 to 5.
Memphis can't afford him.
I mean, they could probably have gotten him to 3.
But they can't afford more than that.
But it's not – there becomes a point where – does it even make sense to go to 4?
So they could spend 4?
Well, I mean, at the expense of other positions on the court.
Wow.
Right?
That's impressive.
They have, because what you have to do is you have to scratch and claw.
Sure.
In a way that most other programs do not have to do.
Yeah.
Could they afford it? Will they do it? No. Is sort of the, how sometimes you can do something, but you're like, I shouldn't,
Yeah,
just
I do.
Just because you can doesn't mean you should.
It's like why I don't gamble, because right. I could, but I don't.
Right. Maybe you should.
No.
Based on your early run.
No. Don't start it. That's like Memphis. Hey, maybe we got a poor man's version of him today with this 6'3" guard from...
Yeah, listen, he's a different player, but...
Poor man versions can work sometimes.
Oh, totally. Listen,
I mean that pejorative or whatever you
and
said.
I also think too, when you start talking about spending $3 to $4 to $5 million on a college basketball player, it's going to be very difficult for you to feel like you're getting the return on that investment.
That's exactly right.
And unless what if he comes back,
and what if he gets injured?
Yeah, could get injured.
Then you lose it.
If he's not an All-American, then you're like, man, how could we have done this? Like,
right.
we cost ourselves a big man. We cost ourselves, because that money is coming out of somebody's pocket.
Yeah.
If you're going to spend that all on one position, it's not going to go to the big position. It's not going to go to the point guard, whatever the case may be. So,
but one other question before you move on from this PJ news is because you're close to this, John. I mean, did it take so long because he was really trying to give him the benefit of the doubt to try to maybe figure it out or just line it up as his next move?
I mean, no, I think he would have preferred it to all be equal at Memphis. But, at this point,
it
it's like,
what it is.
Yeah. Who's the highest? Who's the highest bidder?
I got you.
Which again, if Dom, ever became a second team All-American.
Yeah.
Let me be 1,000% clear. I would do the same exact thing.
Yeah.
I mean,
I'm with you.
I would love for my son to be able to make $4 million at Memphis.
Yeah.
But if he can't, this is money that he may not make ever again. And JT Toppin at Texas Tech, the same thing. That's why I didn't understand. I was really, really disappointed. And I know that it's probably not the majority of fans. And I have to remind myself. So even that I'm vocalizing this is probably ill-advised. But then I saw so many fans taking shots at PJ yesterday because he transferred. I understand you're disappointed, but don't like diminish the dude's game now that he's not going to be back at Memphis. Like, that dude was a second team All-American. He just put together one of the best seasons in Memphis history.
Yep.
Okay? And all he's doing is what's best for him. That's it. Like, all any of us would do if we were in that situation. Like, you know, and I think he gave Memphis time, you know? I think he gave Memphis a fair shake. I don't think there has to be bad blood here at all. It's a business now. And I realize that some people lament that. And I understand. I mean, yesterday was ridiculous. You get a commitment at noon, then you get two transfers, then Dane's not in the transfer portal. Then you're like, well, what's what? Does Dane even have another year of eligibility? Like, I completely understand why this is exhausting for people, believe me. And then, like, you haven't even had the tournament success, right? You haven't even had the Sweet 16 runs, the Elite Eight runs. So I understand. I wrote a little bit today about all of this, and I feel like that's all I write about now, which is just Memphis NIL, but that's the culture, right? That's the environment of college sports now. But, you know, I think PJ's departure kind of, you know, begs the question of whether, you know, Penny has always gotten the best players. I mean, no matter what his challenges have been, you know, he has gotten James Wiseman, he's gotten Preston Chua, he has gotten Jalen Duren, he has gotten PJ Haggerty, he has gotten David Jones. And, you know, you almost look retroactively like, and it ain't just about Penny Hardaway. It's like, in this environment, Memphis would have never been able to have Keith Lee for 4 years. And he would have never stayed.
Facts.
He'd have been gone. He'd have gone to Kentucky or Kansas or whatever, right? They wouldn't have been able to keep him. They wouldn't have gotten 3 years of Chris Douglas Roberts. They wouldn't have gotten 4 years of Robert Dozier, Antonio Anderson. They wouldn't have ever gotten Derrick Rose. They wouldn't have ever gotten it's just
this rips our opportunity to win a championship away.
It makes it a lot harder unless.
I mean, Florida wasn't the highest paid roster this year, but it makes it very difficult.
Well, because again, I read this piece from CBS Sports yesterday because there's 8 to 10 to 15 teams that have $10 million budgets, right, in college basketball.
Jesus.
$10 million budgets.
Oh, my God.
And basically, the starting point for if you just want to survive at the Power 5 high major level, it's $4 million. If you just want to survive, it's $4 million. And that's about where
that's
Memphis
survival.
Is. And that's where Memphis is right now, right?
Wow.
So they can survive. Mm-hmm. And you can hope to, again, what they have working for them in some way is that they are still going to be spending threefold their next closest competition in the AAC.
That helps.
That's also kind of what's holding them back, though, because they're still in this dead-end league, right, where nobody spends.
Right.
And you're not getting out of it anytime soon, which means your revenue-sharing picture is not going to improve. And you're going to have to keep trying to raise money outside and, again, like, it's just a very difficult climate, and it's unsustainable every single year because the price of the brick keeps going up and up and up and up. Like, I can't stress this enough. $4.5 million was among the elite last year in college basketball in terms of NIL budgets. We're just going back last April the 18th, okay? And guess what? By April the 18th last year, Memphis had Tyrese Hunter, Dane Danger, and PJ Haggerty all locked down. They were already done. 4.5 was one of the elite budgets in college basketball last year. Now you got to get to 10. So it's more than double.
Just like that.
It's more than double. And it's like Memphis doesn't have those buckets of money to just reach into and you know, like the SEC does, like Kentucky does, like Indiana does. Like a lot of those schools have new coaches, you know, so there's that whole euphoric, let's rally around him and make sure he gets what he needs, you know. So you have that going for you, but then you also have the power league thing working against you. So everything in college basketball in 2025 is a 1 year transaction. That is just the facts of it. Until there's regulations, until there's guidelines, until there's some kind of legislation about this, players are going to have uneven leverage. Like leverage, everybody can have some version of leverage.
Right.
But like what we saw, like Nico's got spit back in his face. He thought he had more than he had, but
miscalculated his leverage points.
Yes. But players still on the whole have more leverage than ever. So if you're not fattening your budget every single year, you're going to fall behind. It's just and fall behind drastically, perhaps. I don't think we'll keep going like 100% over year over year, right? That's crazy. But it's going to continue to go up every year until something changes. I think Memphis will still scrap in this environment. Sincere Parker, good player. Zach Davis, good player. You know, they'll be able to get good players. But you're also going to come up on these situations like P.J. Haggerty where sometimes the price is going to just be, unfortunately, a little more than you can pay. And that's a new phenomenon for Memphis. It's a new thing. Like used to, even before NIL, right? We pay the price. We pay the cost to be the boss. And now it's like, eh.
I liked it so much better when it was under the table.
Oh, man, it made it so much easier.
Just straight cash, homie.
Yeah, like, now you, I mean, it's hard to even cheat. It's like,
yeah,
I don't even know how you do it.
And the other thing is, even though, let's say, these teams had $10 million, they're even doing the one-offs, like Arkansas, where they go, hey, Tyson.
Oh, yeah.
Now that we've built our roster, we just got a bonus opportunity with this kid who's available from Oregon, you know? And then can you pony up this one?
It's unlimited.
What's that cost? He's going to cost us a little kicker, like $500,000.
It's literally unlimited.
And then the dude writes a check for that player.
Literally unlimited.
So if you got those mega boosters.
Like it's $10 million, but it's really $100
million. It's sort of like you built your house that's a multi-million dollar house, but your mom and dad have a little money, and then you go to them,
yeah.
And you go, you know, I realize we just went crazy with this house.
Yes,
but like, you notice our deck, like the deck is, it's S.
That's
Can we really upgrade that? What's that take, little Johnny? It's probably going to cost us about $25,000.
I'm glad you went because I was trying to analogize this in some way.
Like house is built. This was the budget. We ran out of money, and then we need an addition.
Well, it's more like, all right, Memphis had they bought a house that they could afford in a really nice neighborhood.
Yeah, it's great. It's in Germantown,
and it's nice.
Yeah,
and it's one of the biggest.
Mm-hmm.
Right,
really good.
But then, you know, they budgeted and they said this is what we can do, but then.
That spread lot of needs just became available.
Well, how about this? How about the area becomes so enviable that the property taxes explode? The property taxes explode, right?
Yep.
And so now you have to spend a lot more money to live in that same house.
To keep what you got.
Right?
Ugh.
And you're like,
perfect.
Damn, this ain't what I signed up for. You know, like it was a lot cheaper last year.
Heard that.
You know?
Heard that.
And so it's just kind of the environment. I'm hopeful that it will slow down at some point. I do think there are really, 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 really smart people, especially with the collective over there, that have a good idea of what this entails and what this takes. But, you know, it takes everybody. It truly does. And there are other priorities over there as well. You know, football, stadium, all that. Like, I understand that. You have a lot of masters to serve, but you know, basketball has always been, you know, my heart, and I'm hopeful that, you know, there's a way to keep that thing humming. You know, but it's gonna be a journey. It's gonna be a challenge. And I thought yesterday kind of put that all into perspective. So anyway, good news. Memphis gets the commitment of Sincere Parker, very good player from McNeese State. This morning, just before the show started. Bad news, P.J. Haggerty is indeed in the portal, and from everybody that I have talked to, they do not expect that to end positively for the University of Memphis. We'll come back. Anthony Sands going to join us. We'll talk about this play-in game tonight, Grizzlies versus the Dallas Mavericks, what he's expecting, John Morant's status, all that, and more on the other side. Jason and John, how are you trying to fend?
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
In 2009, 3 days before Halloween, a grisly crime stunned the seaport town of Anacortes, Washington.
I can only describe it as evil.
From 48 Hours, this is Trained to Kill, the dog trainer, the heiress, and the bodyguard.
He couldn't control his obsession.
Who was the hunter and who was the hunted? Follow and listen to Trained to Kill on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
ESPN.
Anthony Sain is the host of the Anthony Sain Show on Beloved City Media. He's doing things, moving and shaking around the city of Memphis. Has a watch party, Beloved City Media watch party, coming up on Friday. That's today. What's up, Sain? Where's it at?
Man, it's going down tonight, man, at Ghost River Brewing, the location on Main Street, 827 South Main Street tonight. We're getting started around 7 o'clock. Of course, the game starts at 8:30. It's a big conglomerate, man. A lot of organizations are coming together for tonight to make this thing happen. Of course, Bluff City Media, Ghost River Brewing is hosting the company, also hosted by Old Dominic, as well as Kevin Cerrito, good friend of 92.9, who comes on with Jeff Calkins on Thursday, and he hosts with Jeffrey Wright on Wednesday. He's providing music bingo there tonight as well. That's starting at 7 o'clock. I'll be hosting music bingo out there as well at the Ghost River. And there's also going to be a Memphis Showboats watch party going on at the same time. I don't know if you guys have ever been to this Ghost River location, but it is a big event center. A lot of things going to be going on. They got two big tap rooms. They got like an outdoor stadium kind of thing they got going on with a patio, TVs everywhere, bars everywhere. It is a great facility to have an event at, and we hope you guys can join us again. We had a great time the other night for the play-in game that we lost, but we're back again tonight. And if this is it, man, if this is the final game of the season, I could not find a better way that I want to celebrate it with friends, celebrate the season with friends and fans. And if we win, it'll be definitely be a party if the Grizzlies can get a win tonight.
Absolutely love it, man. All right, so how we feeling, dog? How we feeling about those chances?
Man, I don't really know how I feel, man. I'm down for it. If it's over tonight, you know, it's been a crazy season, and we probably need this break as well as the players probably need this break. But if you make it to the playoffs, I'm down for that as well. My good friend Jason Smith, I've heard him talk a lot about why they should just take the pick and all those type of things. I can't get with that at all. Like, that's just not where I am. I think you should just go play basketball and see what happens, bro. That I just kind of think is, if I saw any other team in the NBA tanking in a play-in game, I would talk about them like they were trash. So I would feel the same way if the Grizzlies said the same thing. But let's not rule out the possibility that the Grizzlies could go full blast tonight and still lose. Like it's not like we have to – not like this game is a given. This Dallas team plays tough defense. Anthony Davis is back. Yep. He's a man on a mission. He's got some points to prove. Klay Thompson, he's got some points to prove as well. That whole Dallas team, those guys in the team are guys that have a lot of pride. They have some very good big men in the team, a nice big man rotation, as opposed to what we saw with Golden State. Going to be a totally different style of play. Dallas doesn't really have, you know, many guards at all. Just a lot of wing defenders and bigs. So we'll see how this game plays out tonight. It's not going to be an easy game for the Grizzlies at all, especially with the question marks around Ja Morant and his ankle, whether he won't play or is going to be playing and looking limited or whatever. We'll see how he looks tonight and if that whole thing goes down. But, yeah, like I said, man, I think you got to go out and just play with integrity. I don't think you go out here right. And you tank this type of game.
Did him not practicing, like, kind of concern you?
No, not really, because I think even if he was able, even if he knew for sure he was going, it wouldn't be much of a point of him getting putting anything on that ankle
right.
outside of lacing him up and playing it tonight. So I don't, I don't knock that whole thing at all.
Yeah,
I'm concerned about it though. I'm not gonna stamp saying that he's playing.
Right.
I don't know. I think I could even see a situation where he's available. He comes out, he doesn't look good, and we still win the game without him. I could see something like that happening as well. But yeah, we'll see how that whole thing goes tonight, man. It's gonna be definitely something to take a look at though, whether or not Ja can go.
Yeah, I mean, I think he will play because I just think it's his DNA, like closeout game, you know. But I just worry how effective he, you know, Tony Allen played. Remember when he had the hamstring?
Yeah, and he looked a mess.
Yeah, I don't think Ja will look quite that bad, but I just, you know, if he's not his best self, it's gonna be difficult for the Grizzlies, because I just looked up what Anthony Davis has averaged against the Grizzlies since Jaren Jackson Jr. got drafted. 27, 13, and 3 blocks.
He goes off. He looks at Jaren like the little brother, and he gets up for Jaren and goes off on him. Seems like every time we play. I think in the first matchup of the season, I want to say Jaren got the best of him this year. Yeah, but we'll see how the whole thing plays out, man. And also, as far as Ja's ankle, maybe Nike has rushed out some prototype high tops for Ja to play in tonight. I know in the past he's put on those high top Kobe's before. Maybe Nike can get a Ja 2, you know, Ja 2 Plus with an extended ankle support or something like that going for him tonight.
Yeah, I mean, there's no doubt. All right, so if they are able to win, that would set up a first round series that would start on Sunday against the Oklahoma City Thunder. I don't know. It would probably be like the second least anticipated series behind that one playoff series we had that year where Jaeger squeaked in. You don't remember what I'm talking about?
Like, the Spurs, yeah.
Jibe with you? Do you think it would be around that level of anticipation? Because the Thunder are just ridiculous, bro.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, historically, they're putting up numbers that I know you guys were talking about yesterday. Put them with the 96 Bulls, you know what I mean?
Yeah, so, bro, I mean, I don't want to play the 96 Bulls, bro.
yeah, I don't want to play the 96 Bulls at all. But I think it'll be good, man. I think that one element of that potential series that we're leaving out is that those teams definitely feel a way about each other. And I think when you come to play out basketball, one advantage that the Grizzlies might have over that Thunder team is that our guys, even though you talk about guys being young and we need some grown men on this team, we need some vets, our big three guys have been in more playoff battles than that Oklahoma City Thunder team has been in. You know what I mean? So that might be one advantage that the Grizzlies do have in a series like that, because that Thunder team, there's a lot of things about the NBA, man. There's a lot of things that have been happened forever, parts of NBA history. And one thing that's always been, like, for sure, that if you look at every NBA season when it ends, the team that wins the championship, their best players are typically 27, 28 years old. Like, that's almost always happened, bro. Like, you've had at least – If you got a two-man team, one of those two guys is at least 26, 20, 27, 28 years old. And if it's a three-man group, typically two out of the three are older than 27, 28. That's been the case, man, like almost throughout NBA history, right? So there's still things about the Oklahoma City team. You look at them on paper, and you look at them throughout the regular season, like, man, this team's a juggernaut. They're going to run through everybody. But I would not be surprised just because of their lack of playoff scars, how that team ultimately ends up. This could be the year that they, you know, break through. And I would not be surprised to see them do that. I think they're probably my prediction to win the Western Conference. But who knows, man? I just think that, like, and the Grizzlies clearly feel a way about this team. Whether it was, you know, Oklahoma City, I don't know if you want to say stealing or borrowing our swag and our post-game celebrations and all those type of things.
Well, they have done
kind of being that, you know, kind of being that little brother team in the West that's passed us or whatever. Who knows, man? When you get these guys in a 7-game series, you know, who knows how it's going to play out. And then, man, things happen, bro. Like, what does this series look like if we saw Ja get an ankle injury the other night, right, and just a regular NBA play? What if something like that happens to Shai Gilgeous-Alexander and he's out, you know, for the series?
Yeah.
You know, you go out there and play, man. You go and compete, and you see what happens. Like I said, this is a team that should be prideful. But hopefully we can start by getting that win tonight, and we'll let the chips fall where they may after that.
I guess the other part of it, too, would be, like, some cheap playoff experience for Zach Edey, right?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, it can't hurt. I mean, get him some games so that when inevitably, like, a move is made in the offseason, you know, like, he'll be better equipped for when the next playoff run ramps up. Like, he knows what, you know, right. I mean, because that's what we always say, right? Well, the Grizzlies are starting rookies in the playoffs. You're never going to go anywhere with rookies in the playoffs. All right, well, mm-hmm. then he won't be a rookie in the playoffs. He'll have, right. you know, some scars.
Right. It's just like if a lot of people are complaining because Zach was kind of goofy looking on the court the other night and he struggled offensively, right? But if on draft day, if we drafted Zach Edey and somebody was like, hey, in Zach Edey's first postseason game, he's going to give you 14 and 17. Like what you mean? Like minutes and turnovers? No, 14 points, 17 rebounds. Oh, crap, sign me up for that, right? Like you're talking about a guy who throughout the season wasn't – I've been saying this – I've been screaming this from the rooftops the entire season, how we were misusing Zach Edey, right? And you let go of Taylor Jenkins, you bring in Tuomas Isolo, and he makes Zach Edey a focus and starts using him the way he's supposed to be used. And he looks like a totally different player. Imagine how much more prepared Zach would have been if on day one after the draft you tell him, look, man, you're our big. There is no other big. You're going to be the starter. We're going to get you ready by the time we make the playoffs. You trust me. I trust you. Everything will be okay. Imagine what version of Zach Edey we would have seen if that was the approach to the season. But we didn't. We got a Zach Edey who they didn't make any real emphasis to say he's the starter. Use him the way he's supposed to be used. That didn't happen until 9 games into the season. And you still got a Zach Edey that gave you 14 points, 17 rebounds in his first postseason game. And we'll see what he does tonight. Totally different type of matchup. But if you remember, Zach gave Anthony Davis fits that in one of those games he played against the Lakers when he was still playing for them. Like I think we ended up losing the game. But Zach Edey was giving Anthony Davis fits. And I hope that he bounces back tonight and causes, you know, some chaos again for this team. But the bigger picture to me, man, is what will Jaren Jackson Jr. do tonight? He's got to have a big game. He didn't have foul trouble on the night, but he has to have a big game tonight, man. Like
because he's
no,
about to get a Supermax, bro.
I don't think that's happening. I don't think he's getting the Supermax.
Well, they'll you know, carve it up or whatever. Like they'll, you know, manipulate it or whatever. But won't he get the effective Supermax over the time?
No, I don't think he'll qualify for it. I don't think Jaren's going to make an All-NBA team. Like I think a lot of that was attached to the Grizzlies being the second seed in the West. I don't think as the eighth seed in the West, and especially how Jaren's production has kind of went down after he came back from that ankle injury, I don't think Jaren's going to be an All-NBA guy. I don't think that at all. Like I think that's out the window. I don't think that's even a concern for the Grizzlies at this point.
Well, I mean,
as far as having the Supermax.
I'm looking at NBA.com right now. Yesterday, they put out their predictions of all. I mean, the only chance he's got, obviously, is that third team.
Yeah, of course. I don't think he makes it though.
I've got right now. He's only on one of the four panelists' third teams.
Yeah, I don't see it.
It's crazy that you're rooting for him not to make it, bro.
Don't get it wrong. I'm not rooting for Jaren not to make it. I just don't think he's going to make
it. But isn't it better for the franchise, though, if he does not make the All-NBA?
I think that if you got a guy that's 25 years old and his resume says two-time All-Star, Defensive Player of the Year, All-NBA player at 25, I think that's great for the franchise. As far as the money part of it, it makes things a little bit more difficult, but you still can do what you need to do.
Yeah.
That's another thing that a lot of fans really don't really understand, too, that when it comes down to Jaren to get the Supermax, I want to say the Supermax is, an additional 10% of the salary cap he's able to get, 5% or something like that. I think he gets the typical, whatever the amount is for a max, plus an additional 5 or 10 or something like that. But also keep in mind that the salary cap increases every year. So by the time that it's time to pay guys like a Jalen Wells or a Zach Edey, or if you hold on to a G.G. Jackson, time to pay him. When it's time to pay those guys, the salary cap will be that much bigger by the time it's time to pay those guys.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
It won't be as much of a financial burden that you'll feel. You may feel it for maybe a season, but it's not really a thing where it just makes it where we really can't do anything because we have so many small contracts on this roster. You've got Jaren and Dez, and then everybody else is on like this super small deal. So it's not really going to hurt you as much as fans are reacting to. We're kind of comparing ourselves to teams like Minnesota or teams like New York or whoever who had to pay a – or Boston who had to pay a Supermax, but they also had other contracts that were big deals on this team. So I don't think it's going to affect us either way, whether he makes it or doesn't make it. But, of course, if he doesn't make it, you know, you've got a little more room to wiggle with as far as that goes.
We're talking to Anthony Sain. Going to have that watch party. Where is it tonight, Sain?
It is at Ghost River Brewery, 827 South Main Street. Let me confirm that address one more time. Yeah, 827 South Main Street tonight. We're kicking off about 7 o'clock. Like I said, we're going to do some pregame stuff.
Yeah.
I'm going to be hosting Music Bingo on one side. There's going to be a Memphis Showboats watch party going on at the same time. The game comes on at 8:30. Probably going to have some karaoke going on. This is going to be a big party. A celebration, man, of whatever's next. Either we're celebrating the season being
real
over,
good down
or we're
there.
Celebrating the playoffs. it's going down tonight, man, because Ghost River Brewery is just an awesome place to hang out on a Friday night anyway. And plus, we're adding the elements of the watch party. I host Music Bingo there twice a month anyway, and it just lined up that I'm hosting tonight. We're having a watch party tonight. The Showboats having a watch party. They do karaoke every Friday night, so it's about to go down tonight, man, for sure.
What's your go-to karaoke song?
Man, it's "Can You Stand the Rain" by New Edition is mine. I also like "Georgie Poesie" by Toto. That's another one I like to do. That's another one I like to do. Any like Carl Thomas song, I can roll with those pretty good. Like Maxwell stuff. They won't let me sing R. Kelly in that joint, so you know that's banned.
R. Kelly's canceled?
On the band list, huh?
He's canceled.
Yeah, you know you can't break out singing R. Kelly, man.
I don't know. I think that's not. Freedom of speech.
I ain't trying to get booed off the stage, man. But yeah, yeah, I leave R. Kelly alone. But man, I got pipes, man. A lot of people don't know I can sing a little bit, man. So you know,
nah, I believe you, it.
When I sing New Edition, man, I'm singing Johnny Gill. I'm singing Ralph Tresvant, man. Yeah. I'm singing all the parts, man. You know, all of it. So you know, whatever you need, I got it, man.
All right, well, you can
Ricky Bell, I can do all of it. Anybody New Edition, Bobby Brown, I can do all the parts.
All right, so the next time we chat by next Friday, the Grizz could be, their season could be over, right? Their season could be over. So I'm just going to kind of get in front of it and say, like, you know, Jason and I have these conversations about, like, well, if they, you know, whether they win tonight or whatever, like, obviously you got to do something in the off season. And that's like, and that's like super easy to say, but then it's like, all right, well, what? So what do they do?
Yeah, that's another thing, too, you have to keep in mind. Because of the type of contracts we have on our team, it's going to be hard to make any deal, like literally any deal.
Right.
At all as far as the trade.
Unless you're sending out one of the big contracts.
Right, unless you're sending out a Desmond Bain or a Jaren Jackson Jr. But that's something, and my man DeMichael Cole, I don't know what he said in you guys' show yesterday, but it got totally twisted up by the time it hit Twitter. So let me be careful what I'm about to say. But the Grizzlies do have to take a look at our roster, starting at the very top, man, because in most NBA teams, their starting lineup is not constructed the way ours is. And the very start of that is your two bigs, or your five and your four. Most fours in NBA aren't 7-foot traditional bigs as far as height, not style, like Jaren is, right? And Jaren's not a guy that can get out and defend on the perimeter. He can, you know, defend shots on the perimeter, but he's not a guy that can, you know, stay with a guy one-on-one. That's not his strength. He's okay at it, but you can't say, hey, go check this guy for 48 minutes. Like, so you got Edie, who's in drop coverage, and you got Jaren, who also kind of is in drop coverage, kind of playing like a free safety type of role, or kind of a roaming thing he's doing, you know, whatever. And then you've got neither one of your guys in your backcourt are good defenders, and Ja or Desmond Bane. So the guy that's your wing has to be a good defender, right? And the way our roster is set up is just not the way that a lot of teams are set up. And offensively, it's kind of weird, too, because you're using a lot of high screening roles now, but you're not doing it with Ja and Jaren. You're doing it with Ja and Edie. So it's almost like it's a lot of repetitive things that you're doing. And Ja and Bane, their games are kind of complementing to each other, but there's a lot of things you really need to ask yourself. Like people say things like, okay, this team needs vets. This team needs older players. They need, you know, whatever. When it comes down to it, man, in a playoff situation, you've got three dudes that are going to be playing 30-something, 40 minutes a game, and they're also going to close the game for you. That's Ja, Jaren, and Dez. If Edie's your center, you're talking about one position. So it's like, no matter how many vets you got, you still got those three dudes are going to be on the court. You know what I mean? And those guys need to be your leaders. They need to be your vets. And if you don't feel like those are the guys, that's a totally different conversation. I'm not saying do anything, but all I'm saying is a lot of conversations that people have, at the end of the day, man, those three guys are who has to be big, who has to be good, who has to be your vets on this team. You can't get babysitters for your three best players. Like that, it can't be the case, man. Like that's, you're not seeing that anywhere. And if you think Edie's a guy who can rebound, set screens, you know, score inside for you, and if you think Jalen Wells is a guy that can defend and shoot threes, that's a good starting lineup.
Yeah.
If that's what you're rolling with. You hear people talk about we need vets. Okay, when are those vets going to play? Like, you're not going to sit Dez
down
at the end of the game. You're not going to sit Ja down. You're not going to sit Jaren down. Those guys have to be those dudes, man. Like, a lot of these conversations, people just kind of get in these echo chambers of thought, and it's just, we're just kind of saying stuff at the end of the day, man. Like, those three dudes have to be good. They have to be the guys for sure, because, you know, if you get these other guys, they're still not going to play. You know what I mean? You might say, well, let's get a vet wing or whatever. Okay, cool, but what are you doing with Jalen Wells at that point? What are you doing with GG Jackson? Because if you go get a Cam Johnson, he's playing 30-something, 40 minutes a game.
Right.
You know, what do you do with Jalen? What do you do with GG? What are you doing with Vince? Like, those guys become pretty obsolete at that point. But we'll see, man. I'm a big fan of our guys on our team. I think I've said this before. Guys like GG Jackson, guys like Vince Williams, they play like 20-something games this season. And Lamar Stevens played 17 games, and we just got him a month ago. So it just kind of shows you, you know what I mean? like GG and Vince really didn't play too much at all this year. And, you know, you lost Jalen Wells at the end of the season. And I think that, like I said before, if last year hadn't have happened, we would have been calling this year a nightmare year as far as injuries. But because of last season, we're not calling it that. But if you look at it, man, Ja only played 50 games this year. Jake LaRavia played 45 games for the Grizzlies. Marcus Smart played 30-something, and Ja played 50. So just think about that. Think about how much time Ja lost this year.
Yeah.
Plus, Vince and GG, two guys you really count on. You lost them. You lost Brandon Clark at the end of the year. A lot of Santi Aldama missed a lot of games this year. A lot of guys missed a lot of time this season. This has really been a bad season as far as injuries. So I just think they need a reset. Get this stuff together, man. If you want to add some vets, I don't really care. Cool, whatever. I think Pip's a good player. Next year, there are three guys that are on this team that we know are really good: Ja, Jaren, and Dez. I think that Jalen Wells is good. I think he's definitely a keeper. I think GG had a crazy year. A lot of possible maturity issues on his end. Kind of reared the ugly head with him this year from things that you kind of hear murmurs going around. I think GG's a good player. You keep him around. Edie's a good player, in my opinion. Scottie Pippen Jr. is a good player. You got seven dudes out of an 8-9 rotation that I think are guys that can play. So if you want to get two more guys, whether it's on a mid-level exception, small trades, whatever, cool. I don't know what they do with Santi. I'm not a fan of bringing Luke Kennard back. But we'll see, man. Like, it's only so much you can do, man. Like, I want somebody to find me a team that's got 10 or 11 good players on their team. Like, that's just not how the NBA works. Most teams have 7-8 dudes that can hoop, and guys who they'll hoop every now and again. And they're good teams. So we'll see how that whole thing works.
Anthony Sang going to be hosting that watch party, Ghost River Brewing, tonight. What's the address one more time?
It is, you're making me remember. I think it's 827 South Main.
Right, yes, there we go.
It's 827 South Main, Ghost River Brewing, the corner of Crump and Main Street. A lot of parking. There's a lot of parking everywhere. They've got a lot. You can park on the street. It's a safe environment. Come check it out tonight. Your guys are going to have a good time. We'll have a party tonight for sure. We ain't just looking at a TV. There's going to be all kinds of stuff going on tonight for sure, man. Come check it out at Ghost River Brewing with Bluff City Media. All the Bluff City Media hosts will be there as well. Come check it out, man. Have a good time.
Yes, sir. Sane, appreciate you, bro.
Man, yes, sir.
He is Anthony Sane. Anthony Sane Show, Bluff City Media, Grizz tonight. 8:30 tip, so you got to, it's going to be, everybody downtown should be pretty lubricated, Brad. It should be, nice and hostile for those Mavs.
Heard that.
But that's my plan.
You plan to get lubricated?
Yes. Responsibly.
Well, good for you, man. Get into it.
Well, that's what I mean, every time I do that, I mean, I love spending $250 on three beers. One of my favorite pastimes.
You're one of those guys. You get them big Trulies, don't you?
Usually what I'll do is, I think they do have High Noons down there.
Oh, yeah, they get those. I actually like their grab and go out at FedEx Forum. Oh, yeah. I hit that grab
so
and
convenient.
Go. It's very good.
It's really, really good.
Not screwing around with, like, standing in lines.
But I've made this point before, but psychologically.
Yeah.
I would rather pay less for a smaller beer than pay more for a bigger beer.
No, I'll pay for that big 32-ouncer they got. I love getting that Truly. I go right over there by 104, and I go right to that cooler, and I get that 16-ouncer.
But isn't it like $35?
No, it's like 12.
No way.
There's like a 12. It's like under 15.
I don't think anything in that entire building is $12.
Absolutely. I think it is under 15, and you get like it might be 16-ouncer. I think it's the Truly I get, whatever the strawberry one is.
But I'd rather get like two. Like, I'd rather get like a cup of beer for like, you know, $10. You know, two for 20 or whatever. You know, rather than one bigger one for like 20. Like I would just psychologically, it would just help make me feel better.
I go over to 104 to the cooler, and then I walk over to the Rendezvous, and I get that barbecue nachos they got over there.
Yeah,
it is delicious.
Are you going down tonight?
I'm not. We got some people in town this weekend.
Got some people in town.
Yeah,
I gotcha.
We're doing the do.
All right, don't worry.
Yeah.
Don't worry. There'll be some 92.9 representation.
We'll be
there.
Watching it, though. We're going to watch this thing.
Love
it. Yeah, we got baseball at Houston High School this afternoon, and then we're doing that. So.
All right, well, we'll come back. Lots more to come here on the show. We'll talk about some interesting, you know, I was, before this morning, you know, again, I do this BetMGM Network show with
yes,
a guy named RJ Choppy, mm-hmm. who works for 105.3 The Fan in Dallas. He's on it. He got married, and he's on his honeymoon in Europe right now.
Okay.
But his show invited me to come on today, and it was just so interesting to get Dallas people's perspective.
Yeah, the vibes. You get the sense of where they're at.
So we'll get into that and a lot more here on the show. Stick around. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.